EP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Queen Elizabeth II has died at the age of 96. Karen Shamas has this remembrance.
A link to the almost vanished generation that fought World War II, Queen Elizabeth II was the only monarch most Britons have ever known. On Elizabeth's 21st birthday, almost 5 years before she became Queen, she made a promise to the people of Britain and the Commonwealth.
I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and to the service of our great imperial family to which we all belong.
It was a promise she kept across more than 7 decades. Speaking on September the 9th, 2015, the day she became the longest reigning monarch in Britain's history, surpassing Queen Victoria, the Queen confessed that a lot had happened over her 63-year and 7-month reign thus far.
Inevitably, a long life can pass by many milestones. My own is no exception.
She is survived by 4 children, 8 grandchildren, and 12 great grandchildren. Karen Chamas, London.
The eldest of those children is now King Charles III. In other news, the Justice Department is appealing a Florida judge's decision to name an independent arbiter to review records the FBI seized from former President Trump's Florida home. On the economy, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says higher interest rates are unlikely to cause a deep recession. And, speaking to the Cato Institute, he says there would be a price to pay for not acting aggressively now to tame inflation.
The longer inflation remains well above target, the greater the risk that the public does begin to see higher inflation as the norm. And that has the capacity to really raise the costs of getting inflation down.
The European Central Bank is hiking its rates up 0.75 point, its biggest increase ever. Stocks closed higher today on Wall Street. This is AP News. Correspondent Norman Hall now with a report on the latest discussions about monkeypox.
Federal health officials are considering broadening recommendations for who gets vaccinated against monkeypox, possibly to include men with HIV or those recently diagnosed with other sexually transmitted diseases. Driving the discussion is a study showing that a higher than expected share of monkeypox infections are in people with other sexually transmitted infections. Currently, the vaccine is recommended to people who are a close contact of someone who has monkeypox, people who know a sexual partner was diagnosed in the past 2 weeks, gay or bisexual men who had multiple sexual partners in the last 2 weeks in an area with known virus spread, and healthcare workers at higher risk. I'm Norman Hall.
Finally, in New York, Trump ally Steve Bannon pleaded not guilty to state charges of duping donors who gave money to the We Build the Wall campaign. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.